Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets weaker as ongoing trade concerns overshadowed the release of the Federal Reserve's latest meeting minutes. The Dow is down 101 points or 0.4%, S&P 500 easing 0.3%, with the energy sector down 1.6%, the key drag on the broader index. The Nasdaq lost 0.5%. Qualcomm slumped almost 11% after a US judge ruled the chipmaker violated antitrust law by unlawfully suppressing competition in the cell phone chip space. Apple Inc. fell just over 2%, with the UBS cutting their target price on the stock to US$225 from $235, albeit maintaining a buy rating, after the investment bank published its annual survey of smartphone customers and said that it seems the amount of time consumers are waiting to replace smartphones will continue to grow longer. Tesla fell just over 6% as Citigroup became the latest investment bank to issue their bear case on the electric vehicle maker. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told CNBC that a trip to Beijing to resume trade negotiations had not yet been scheduled. Separately, restrictions on Chinese telecom giant Huawei have led China to rethink its entire economic relationship with the US, according to a report from the South China Morning Post. The report said China is considering dropping purchases of natural gas from the US. In 2017, China bought $6.3 billion worth of US crude and LNG. Elsewhere, President Trump said he would not work with Democrats on an infrastructure bill if they kept investigating him. There are also reports of the US administration considering Huawei-like restrictions on Chinese video surveillance firm Hikvision. In US corporate earnings, Lowe's tumbled almost 12% after posting weaker than expected first quarter earnings and cutting their full year guidance. However, Target Corp rallied 7.8% after exceeding analyst estimates with their quarterly numbers, including same store and e-commerce sales. In US economic data, the Federal Reserve released the minutes from their May monetary policy meeting, which showed officials anticipated the Fed's patient stance on interest rates to potentially last for some time. Some members of the Federal Open Market Committee said they expected subdued inflation to be transitory, but that if prices didn't show signs of rising in the next few quarters, inflation expectations were at risk of staying stuck below 2%. New home sales figures are released tonight, Australian time. Europe's main markets were mixed. Germany's DAX edged 0.2% higher. Commerzbank hosted its annual general meeting and said it may look for other tie-ups following the collapse of merger talks with domestic rival Deutsche Bank. France's CAC dipped 0.1%. European Union elections also begin today to determine the balance of power of the next European Parliament. London's FTSE inched 0.1% higher as pound sterling weakened amid fresh calls for UK Prime Minister Theresa May to resign. BT Group announced that it would not include Huawei smartphones in its product offering when it launched its 5G mobile network during the following week, pending more information. Paper and packaging company Mondi PLC rose 2.7% after telling customers that the prices of recycled containerboard and Kraft top liner will be increased by 60 euros per tonne in June-July, driven by a continued reduction of stock levels and rising market demand. In economic data, consumer price inflation crept back above the Bank of England's 2% target in April, printing at 2.1%. Andrea Leadsom, the leader of the UK Parliament's lower house, resigned overnight, saying she would not accept a Brexit plan that would leave the possibility of the UK staying in the European Union's customs union. Base metals were weaker across the board, copper falling 1.3% to $2.69 a pound, touching its lowest level since the 24th of January intra-session. Aluminium fell 0.9%, nickel down 0.8%, and zinc down 1.3%. Data released yesterday showed that Japanese exports contracted for a fifth month in April. Five solid gains on the trot for benchmark spot iron ore, which jumped $3.48 or 3.4% to $105.78 a metric tonne and its highest settlement since the 7th of May 2014. Traders continue to cite disruptions in Brazil and soaring steel production in China, encouraged by improved steel profit margins. Gold futures inched off a two-week low, adding a dollar to $1,274.20 an ounce. Oil prices fell sharply following the release of the latest official weekly inventory data, WTI tumbling $1.71 or 2.7% to $61.39 a barrel, Brent shedding $1.19 to $70.99 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.5 basis points to 2.39%, and the Aussie dollar is weaker again, buying 68.82 US cents. The CBA market preliminary PMI for May are the only notable release on the Australian economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.